Yesterday, a letter from Catherine Dodge's campaign law firm was delivered to the Division of Elections requesting two outstanding ballots be put in today's recount. Patrick Munson, Dodge's attorney, did not return a phone call yesterday, but wrote in the letter that the division should count a ballot from Fairbanks Precinct Number 6 that was found in a secrecy sleeve where questioned ballots were placed on Election Day. As of last night, the Division of Elections has not made a determination if they would count that Fairbanks 6 ballot or how the letter might affect the counting.
We work very hard with the campaigns to make sure that everybody understands the process, and we do take their concerns very seriously.
Division of Elections spokesperson Samantha Miller says the campaigns may comment on the process like any citizen.
Any ballots that they have questions about, we're certainly willing to very carefully review them to make sure that all ballots are counted accurately.
Munson's letter also asked that another ballot, one that was considered overcounted and impermissible, be counted as one for Dodge. He describes, quote, "The voter who completed the ballot in question filled in the ovals next to both candidate Dodge and candidate LeBron, but also crossed out the filled-in oval next to candidate LeBron," end quote. Samantha Miller would not confirm that the review board was investigating any such ballot, nor explain where it came from, but did say the board is looking at every possibility under the law.
Everyone has been very dedicated to making sure that things are done by the book with integrity, really committed to making sure this election is successful.
Calls to Bart LeBron's campaign about the Munson letter were not returned yesterday, but Miller says their concerns will be addressed at today's recount.
We expect there to be observers for both candidates to be present during the recount, yes.
And that's about all who will get to watch the recount. Miller says the small room is only big enough for the nonpartisan Elections Review Board and some official observers, no press. However, reporters will be in an adjacent room and will try to provide live coverage. After today's count, the trailing side has up to 5 days to present a challenge. If the election remains tied, the director of elections then comes up with a way to choose the winner by lot, a coin flip or a card draw. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.